weekend editions from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Jackie Lydon. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad spoke today to his parliament in Damascus about Syria's future in neighboring Lebanon. There's been growing international pressure on Syria to end its occupation of Lebanon. In his speech, Mr. Assad said that Syria doesn't reject the principle of withdrawal, but he's widely expected to bring about only a partial pullback of Syrian forces, receding perhaps from Lebanon's interior to positions near Syria's border. This caps a week in which 25,000 protesters in Beirut forced the pro-Damascus government to step down. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Beirut. Hi there, Ivan.
Hi, Jackie.
So were you able to parse these important words, doesn't reject the principle of withdrawal? What's that mean?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm sorry. I'm near the Martyrs Square, where several thousand Lebanese are enthusiastically demonstrating right after Bashar al-Assad's speech, which was broadcast on big screens in front of the crowd here. This is right next to the shrine to the assassinated former prime minister, where people are still visiting. The Pakistani president, Pervez Musharraf, came today. He was applauded by the crowd. It was an interesting speech because as soon as Bashar al-Assad stepped onto the screen, the crowd began booing and hissing him and continued to insult him throughout the speech that was broadcast on screens here.
So you probably didn't get much of a chance to hear what he actually had to say about a possible troop withdrawal or pullback?
He did, Jackie, mention that the Syrian forces in Lebanon, that they had been invited decades ago, that they were primarily here for humanitarian purposes, that Syria's main interest here was stability in Lebanon. And he also added that the troops would withdraw to the Bekaa Valley in the east, and that next week there would be a meeting with Lebanese officials that would try to arrange some way to withdraw further all the way to the Syrian-Lebanese border.
Now, all those crowds in the street, did they expect to hear something more emphatic from the Syrian president?
No, I think there was a lot of skepticism here because the Syrians, the people here say, have been withdrawing bit by bit, have been making gradual moves over the course of decades. Recall that they have been here for decades, and in fact that the Syrians were invited and were a key force helping bring an end to the long and bloody civil war here. There was a lot of skepticism. Lebanese believe that the Syrians, not just the military, but its intelligence services and its financial interests are very entrenched here, and they think that will be much harder to remove than the actual soldiers.
We've got about 20 seconds, Ivan. Do you think there's going to be more street demonstrations throughout the day?
I think so, but it's important to note that these are not massive, massive demonstrations. There's a couple thousand people, very fashionably dressed people, but not the Shiite majority.
Okay, Ivan.
The south of the country.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Beirut. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Jackie.